Hey everyone, I'm Brandon Stewart and welcome to the Leading Second podcast. I could not be happier that you found this space, that you're here, and that we have the opportunity to get this thing started. So at Leading Second, we are on a mission, and that is to raise up uncommon church builders. In other words, we want to help raise up the kind of team members that your pastor would kill to have on the team. Since you're joining us today, I am guessing that you share the same heart that we do, and that's that you love the church. You love God's global church, but you also love your church, and you love your pastor, and you're thankful to be planted right where God has planted you. And at Leading Second, we're here with a simple cry in our heart, which is to see the church move forward, to see God's church advance under our watch while it's in our care. So my prayer is that you will spend some time with us every single month, that you'll subscribe to the podcast, that you'll allow us to come into your world. That might be driving in a car right now. I hope you're not watching this, by the way, if you're driving, but that might be driving in a car. That might be listening while you're working out or on a treadmill. That might be while you're supposed to be studying at home on a Wednesday for youth service tonight, but instead, you know, you're listening to this. That's okay. We'll let it slide for right now. Wherever this is and however this is coming into your world, we would count it the highest honor to get to spend some time with you every single month and just invest something into your world so that together we can see God's great church move forward. So I want to encourage you to subscribe to this podcast, but I also want to encourage you to head over to Facebook and look up the Leading Second Forum. That's the Leading Second Forum on Facebook. And what you'll find there is just simply our community of young church staff, young leaders who share the same heart that you do and I do. And that's to see the church move forward. And that's to be strong and healthy for our pastors as we do so. So Leading Second exists to equip uncommon church builders. In other words, if you lead, but you're not in charge, then Leading Second is for you. Leading Second is for all of us in the church that you might say that are not the lead pastors. In other words, we serve somebody else's vision, but we still lead. We lead, but we lead second. So if I've just described you, this podcast and this space is dedicated to you. So let me tell you why we're doing this podcast and why we even got started with this experiment that we're calling Leading Second. I started wrestling several months ago with this idea. Why do some teams have it and some teams don't have it? Why do some leaders get it and why do some not get it? Why do some church staff go the distance and some not go the distance? I know that we're just getting to know each other, but I would want you to know this about me, that I've been planted in one church my whole life. I've been under one pastor and one vision essentially my whole life. So 36 of my 37 years at the time of this recording on planet Earth have found me in one place. And I say that to say this, it seems to me that that's becoming a rare quality these days. It seems to me that there's not enough of us going the distance and staying healthy in the process. I read the story several months ago, The Rich Young Ruler. I'm sure you've read it many times. To me, this is one of the saddest stories in the Bible. It is the story of a spiritual giant that could have been. I mean, just think about it for a second. On Sunday mornings, could get up in front of church and say, turn with me in your Bibles to the book of, but we actually don't know his name, and he actually never went on to serve Jesus, because when given the opportunity to do so, he actually walked away. He chose a me-first life over a Jesus-first life, a kingdom-first life. And I read that story, and it sent me into this wrestle, and the wrestle is simply this. Why did he miss his moment? Why did he not get it right? Why did he have the opportunity literally to serve Jesus personally, firsthand, but he chose something else, something lesser? What was that quality? Because if I'm honest with you, I don't want to miss my moment. And I think you're watching this today, probably sharing that same heart. You don't want to miss your moment to make your life count for the kingdom. And I think there's a quality that causes some to go the distance and some not. And I'm here to try to dissect that, because I believe if we can crack that code, I believe that we can be healthier and we can be stronger and we can serve our pastors really well. So at Leading Second, we want to come alongside you. We want to come alongside your church and your team. We want to be a resource to you. We want to be virtual mentors to you. We want to help you. We want to help your church be better, your team be stronger and healthier, and that together with your pastor, to see you build something great in your city, something great in your community that literally turns it upside down, because the gospel and the kingdom is moving forward on our watch. So we see this as a place of conversation. We see this as a place of real talk. I want to encourage you to talk back to us on our forum. Talk back to us about what you want to hear us talk about, what you want to hear us discuss. Send us a message on the Leading Second Forum on Facebook. And let's do life together. Let's do ministry together. Let's do some distance together. And let's build really great churches together while we are leading second, leading in an uncommon way. We are for you. We are with you. And let's remind ourselves at the end of the day, this is all about Jesus. And this is all about his church. This is not about our kingdom. This is not about our little things we have going. This is not about our Instagram accounts, how many likes we have on social media. Let's just remember that at the end of the day, this is about what matters most, and that is about Jesus and his church. And while one person remains in our communities and in our cities that doesn't know Jesus, our work continues for the kingdom of God. Let's lead really strong together.